Good morning. 6:41 a.m. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Friday, June the 24th, 2016. Hi. Yeah, 6:41. I'm out. Was out at 6:20. Trying to get the day with a bit of a jump start here. So yesterday wasn't a 5K day, it was a 2K day. We'll take 2K. I didn't write after dinner last night. I was pooped. I took my meds and crashed around 9:15. Got a good night's sleep. I feel somewhat rested today after my couple of nights of no sleeping. Story's cooking along. I don't know quite where we're going with it, but I don't care as long as we get somewhere. I don't know if I'm going to talk about it today or not. I'm struggling with having Natalia be too much like Ishmael. And I've got Zoya here in the mix, but she's sort of been a non-entity. Going to probably have to address that in revision. We made a side trip. I'm not exactly sure what the side trip was for. We may come back to it. I have some ideas. So we'll see. We will see indeed. There's a mystery about Natalia's father, Dimitri. I'm not exactly sure where he might be. I know where he is in Eve, but I don't know where he is in the Golden Age universe here. I don't know where he is in Toehold space. Here comes the guy with his big standard poodle. Morning. So yeah, I don't know. It's when I can get in the story, when I can get, you know, when I get my writing light on and I get the headphones on and I get the sound turned up, so that I'm not being bombarded by outside distractions. It works pretty well. So it's a lovely, cool morning this morning. I was chilly getting going. I've warmed up since, but it was chilly getting going. The ambient is around 64. It still feels cool on my arms. I've now gone into the shade of the being down in the neighborhoods here. But I was glad to get out into the sun because it was nippy, just a bit. Trying to decide what to have for breakfast today. Not exactly sure. Probably oatmeal. We had eggs yesterday. Almost the day before. So probably need to mix it up a little bit. Throw in some oatmeal in the mix today. I've had about a half a cup of coffee, and I need some more. I'm not exactly firing on all cylinders. I logged into Eve this morning for a few minutes and refueled the towers. I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not even using them anymore. I don't have. I probably need to re-examine because I'm spending a lot of resources keeping these things going when I'm not using them. And what I really need to be doing is finding ways to make money with them. Minecraft, I didn't spend as much time yesterday in Minecraft as I have in the past. I've at that point in the game where it's like, really? What am I building for? Mostly I'm automating stuff. I'm just going through and taking lines that were sort of thrown together willy-nilly and turning them into something a little more organized. I've got a lot of resources that are basically raw materials that need to be processed before they can be used. So I've set up a bunch of processing for that. One of the things I've never done before is that there's this stuff called firestone ore. And if you have it in your inventory, if you carry it around, things around you catch fire. So if you pick it up, things catch fire. If you live in a wooden house, that's not a good thing. So I've been pulling it off into a barrel, and as long as you carry the barrel around, it's okay. It's just you can't carry around the raw ore. So I processed about 5 nuggets of the ore, and it gives you a crystal, and you can't carry the crystal around either, but I processed it into a bucket, into a box, a chest, and then took the chest. I took the chest underwater in a lagoon and went through the last 2 steps in the process to create a firestone? I don't remember now. A refined firestone, I guess. And if you charge it with lava, you do that by taking it to the Nether, which is what I will. Any lava, really, but I took it to the Nether and threw it in a lake, which was a little bit disconcerting, because usually when you throw things in a lava lake, they go shh and go, but this absorbed the lava, turned it into obsidian, and so I've got this big patch of obsidian in the middle of this lake, and the firestone is allegedly like 5,000 buckets of lava worth of heat. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. It took quite a long time for it to charge up, so maybe. At any rate, it burns for a very, 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 very long time. So I've tossed it in a furnace with some automation to process some of the stuff that I've got laying around, taking up space to turn it into... the current one is turning it into glass. I've got a lot of different kinds of sand, and I'm turning those into glass. Turns out I need a lot of glass. So those of you who are Monk Post, who are doing vanilla Minecraft, this is all very strange. This is all... You can't do that in Minecraft. No. Vanilla Minecraft, you can't. I'm running a modified Minecraft using the Feed the Beast Infinity Evolved mod pack, which is rather extensive. I think the same kinds of things that make Eve interesting to me in terms of building and making and manufacturing and the complexity of it is what really does draw me to these mod packs. I first started with, Agrarian Skies. Oy, that was tough. What do they call it? Hardcore Quest Manual, HQM. And you've got a manual of quests that you're supposed to do. And you do the quest and you earn points and you get goods. And with Agrarian Skies, you start on what's called a sky block, a little island about 12 by 12 in the sky. If you go off the island, you fall into the void, out of the world, and die. So you have to be careful not to fall off the edge. And most of the techniques for not falling off the edge don't work. So you have to be particularly careful where you walk. You start with some dirt and some trees and a house. And you have to work your way up to everything else. Expand your island so you get enough dirt for food. Improve the seed stock so that the food that you pick actually is enough to feed you. It has the hunger mechanic cranked way up, so you get hungry really fast, and the normal kinds of food don't feed you very well, so you need to learn how to cook. It's complicated. But it was fun. When we did the first one, Agrarian Skies, it was like, this is a brand new world for me. I never played anything like this game. It was strange. I knew Minecraft, but this was... It looked like Minecraft, except that there were all this other stuff going on besides, you know, find a potato, plant a potato, pick potatoes, bake potatoes, could eat potatoes. Yeah, that's... No, not Agrarian Skies. You can do that in Evolved, in Infinity Evolved, in this mod pack I'm doing now. It's not a sky block, it's a much more open-ended kind of activity. It's very much like vanilla Minecraft on the ground, you know, with nether portals and all the rest. And then it adds on things like the Twilight Forest and Mistcraft so that you can make new dimensions. Big reactors so you can make what amounts to nuclear reactors that generate electricity. Or generate steam. If you generate the steam, you can feed the steam into turbines, and the turbines create the electricity. Massive amounts of electricity. Massive amounts of... It's called redstone flux in the game, but it's basically it's electricity. So there's all kinds of machines to make. There's all kinds of ores to find and process. There's all kinds of different levels of tools. There's one of the mod packs is Tinker's Construct, where you don't just throw some ingots and some sticks onto a crafting table and come up with, you know, a sword or a pickaxe or whatever. You put the metal in your smeltery and you melt it down and you pour it into a mold and then you combine it with some parts to create tools that are way more powerful than three ingots and a stick. And basically all it does is help you make, find things, use things, build things faster. Which is why I wind up doing a lot of automation, because yeah, I don't want to stand there and throw ore in a smeltery and pick the metal out of the pouring basins. And after the first few dozen, that gets pretty old. So then you do the automation and you find different ways to automate. I try to find ways that are quiet. Don't always succeed, but I've been working with multi-block structures from Immersive Engineering, and they're really gnarly looking machines. They really are. I have to give the mod creator props, because it's really cool stuff. But what it basically boils down to is a distraction that I really, ideally, at this point, it's sort of like, hey, yeah, man. I play for a few minutes and get back into the story, because the story is more interesting these days, which is a good thing. This is where we need me to be. We need to be more interested in the story than in Minecraft or in EVE Online or anything else, really. Just thinking about the story, I'm picking up my pace, I'm thinking, yeah, I need to get back. Natalia's luring the alcoholic cargo master out of his hole. And she's found a problem with the ship, because there are no spares. There's supposed to be spares. The inventory system says there's spares. There are no spares. The spares aren't there. What's there is junk metal. Bottles filled with water. I spent a lot of time yesterday looking into water testing chemicals and what they might use them for on board ship, and kind of figuring out what would be something that they would need to know. What would be something that they would need to have? That would be really specialized knowledge that most people wouldn't even consider. But somebody who knew what was going on in the engineering section would know was needed and was expensive, so they could sell it. So that took up some time yesterday, but that was a good dynamic. That was a good use of that time, because it set up the story and made it richer and gave me some stuff I could work with. And I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, Saturday or not, I'll talk to you then.